And if you're not, or if you're just in that place of, oh, I'm weary, or there's a lot going on, come into his presence, because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, there is peace. In his presence, there is the love of the Father. And so however you come this morning, come. He welcomes us. Come. Let's pray and welcome his presence as we seek to enter in. Father in heaven, we love you. We say those words to people. We say those words to you often. But we want to pause and just affirm this morning, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. We love you because you've been so good to us. And we love you simply because you are God. You are worthy of all the love and affection we could ever bring to you. You are worthy of all the praise and honor and glory and adoration we could ever bring to you. You are worthy. As the Spirit of the living God, we welcome you to fall fresh upon us. Where there is excitement, Father, would you fuel it by your Spirit? Where there is struggle or where there is weariness, Father, would you meet us here in that place? Father, we're here for you. Lord Jesus, we're here for you. Holy Spirit, we're here for you. And we welcome you to have your way in this place. We love you, we worship you, and we look forward with expectation to what you have in store. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're welcome to stand if you would like. We're going to start together today just by reminding ourselves of who God is. And the first song is a question-answer format, so you can sing along with me for both parts. You can just sing the answers. You can let the questions rattle around in the quiet of your heart. But we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead our worship this morning. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you, Lord.
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do. Is all creation groaning? It is. Is a new creation coming? It is. And is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? It is. Jesus, our Messiah, hold forever those he loves.
God, we thank you for being holy. Thank you that there is none like you. Thank you that in all of that holiness, still you pursued us. Amen. As I was singing through the songs this week, I was thinking about when I was being trained to be a teacher and mentors, and professors would always say, be kind and caring to your students, but remember, they're not your friends. You're not to be their friend. And as authority and respect would suddenly get very weak if you were too friendly. And I was thinking this week how thankful I am that God is not limited like that. He made everything out of nothing. There will be a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, so his authority is uncompromisable, and so he can be our friend. He can pursue that friendship with us, made it possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus, and knows our name and communes with us and wants us to grow closer to him. So as we finish this time together, I just want to take time with a simple melody to marvel in that he not only is the God of the universe, but as believers in Christ, he calls us friend.
Present.
So now I pour out my heart to you. Here in your presence, I am made new. And oh,
so in the intimacy of that privilege that he knows us by name and we can pour out our hearts to him, would you just take a moment, just where you're at, and whatever is on your heart, because the one who is worthy says you are my friend and welcomes you in, would you just take a moment and pour out your heart to him, whatever your need is, and then we'll sing that chorus one more time, but pour out your heart to him. Abba, Father, we thank you that you call us by name and you hear the cries of our hearts. We thank you. So, Holy Father, Jesus, worthy Lamb who was slain, the one to whom all blessing and honor and glory and power and wealth and riches and wisdom are due, we praise you that you call us friend, that you walk with us, you counsel us, you love us, you know our name. So, Father, by your Spirit, we thank you for the ministry of your presence. And we thank you, Father, for the gift of your word. You, the one who calls us friend, we know that you desire to speak to us. I pray now as we look into your truth here and in Children's Church that you would speak personally and intimately to each one of us. We thank you that you call us friend. You, the one who is worthy, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.